This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oregon Secretary of State Tobias Reed was in Roseburg last night, an event over at the Roseburg Public Library with the League of Women Voters, and he joins us this morning, headed back north. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Morning, Kyle. Glad to talk with you.
So talk about your event last night and what you covered with the League of Women Voters.
It was great. We talked about how our elections work and why it's so very important for people to participate, what advantages we have in Oregon with the secure, accurate, fair, and convenient elections that we have. We covered a lot of questions. We talked about what's going to happen, all the mechanics, and it was a great conversation. I really appreciate the League convening us and looking forward to coming back sometime.
There's obviously been a lot of back and forth between the federal level or the state levels around the nation. A lot of issues about voting, what should be taking place or what shifts should be made. You've been watching this for a while. What's your perspective about how Oregon is doing and also some of the challenges you've had?
Yeah, I think we have such a terrific system here because it works, because it allows people to fit voting into their busy lives, because of all the security and checks that are built into our process, you know, verifying a person's identity and eligibility when they register, a paper ballot that can't be hacked that comes to them. Those ballots are tracked, signatures are verified, we retain the ballots, they're audited, they can be recounted if necessary. All of those things add up to a system that I think deserves and earns the confidence of people. That's why Oregonians chose this system. That's why we defend it. The Constitution's really clear in giving states the responsibility to run elections, and that's what we're all about right now, making sure that eligible people in Oregon get a chance to vote and hold government accountable.
As I recall, Oregon was one of the early states to go with vote by mail when you've got a state with a lot of super rural areas. And I could think, even in Douglas County, some folks would have previously had a 15, 20-mile drive to get to a polling place. A lot of things have shifted, but not everybody's so convinced that vote by mail is the way to go. How would you answer that?
Well, I'm happy to talk about that because I think the point of our system is to make it convenient. You're right. The idea of voting is a constitutional right. It's not a privilege. And the convenience of doing that should not depend on where you live or your circumstance. Nobody should have to stand in line in a specific place at a specific time or take time off work and get a babysitter in order to vote. So our system allows people to fit it into what else they're doing. But the security goes with it because you got to sign your ballot. The signature is verified. Every one of those is reviewed. I'm going to go on and on again about those things. But I'd encourage people, you don't have to take my word for it. Every county clerk, and I've visited every one of them, including Dan Loomis in Douglas County, welcomes people coming to observe and understand the process. So if people are curious about that, if they've got questions, reach out to Dan Loomis and go watch that process happen. I think you'll likely feel a lot better about what's happening, a lot more confident about the way that our system is so secure.
In recent years, there was a point, I don't remember when that took place, where when registered with motor vehicles, you ended up being registered to vote initially as an unaffiliated voter initially, and then had to confirm whether you wanted to change that or go to one of the other parties or whatever. That has led to sometimes, though, some folks getting the right to vote, getting ballots to vote that maybe didn't technically have the right to vote. How do you monitor that?
Well, we monitor it closely. When I took office, that process was underway, and we've made a number of changes since then in our relationship with the Division of Motor Vehicles. So there are a lot more checks in place now, some random sampling, some inspections, some additional requirements that are part of their process. And I feel good about those changes. We've dramatically reduced the risks and the vulnerabilities in that process. So people can feel really confident about that as well.
Now, just a few days ago, you proposed some steps to have more ways for folks to return their ballots and make sure they get counted. Talk about that.
Yeah, in fact, yesterday we received some good news. The legislature approved a request we made for $1.25 million in emergency funding related to elections. It's going to cover three things. We're going to be able to add 20 drop boxes across the state. We do a pretty good job. There's good coverage, but our comprehensive analysis of the state has revealed places where the addition of a single drop box in a specific location is going to really improve people's access to those drop boxes so they don't have to go as far. And that matters right now, given all the uncertainty that's happening at the Postal Service. We want people to return their ballots via drop box whenever they can. so that those ballots don't have to go all the way to Portland for processing and postmarking before they go to an elections office. So that's component one. Component two is making available statewide a tracking system that people can opt into. It's called Ballot Tracks. And people who choose to participate can get an email message or a text message or both at three key moments. One, when the ballot goes in the mail to voters so they know to expect it. Second, when the ballot is received back at the elections office, either by mail or by a drop box. And third, when the signature has been verified, the ballot can be counted. So just giving more visibility and confidence to voters as they know where their ballot's going to be. Third component is helping some of the counties who have to do a bunch of mailing to catch up on list maintenance efforts. A significant expense for them as the expenses of election administration continue to increase. So we're really excited about this, getting people more tools and more visibility into our system, and I appreciate the legislature's willingness to support that.
It seems like there's been a lot of concern with folks because of those postal service changes.
Yes.
Where you might vote somewhere in Douglas County and put it in the mail. It goes to Portland and it comes back, but does it get there within the required amount of time? That's been a question. I know, I think it was the back in the primary of this year, there were some other counties where folks raised some concerns about how that all worked.
Yeah, it's true. This is one of the reasons that we are really encouraging people, one, to vote early, and two, whenever it's possible, to use a drop box. But I think a lot of people tend to wait until their ballot arrives to think about how they're going to vote. And we're encouraging people, when you get your voter's pamphlet, that can be a reminder to start thinking about your choices. Use that voter's pamphlet, read up, research, talk to people, and so that you're ready when your ballot comes, you can fill it out quickly and get it back. If you can use a drop box, please do that. Those drop boxes go directly to the elections office. You don't have to worry about it going to Portland or what the post office might be doing. If you need to use the mail, get your ballot in the mail at least a week before Election Day. So that's Tuesday, October 27th. And if you have no other options, if you've got to mail it and it's within that week, go into the post office, go to the person at the counter, ask them to put a hand postmark on it so that it improves the chances of getting to the elections office on time. But vote early, use a drop box when you can, please.
You've been in office for a while now. What's it been like over the last few years to be Secretary of State?
Well, still relatively new. I took office at the beginning of 2025. I think, you know, I just have continued admiration and gratitude for the system that we have in Oregon that is so focused on making sure that eligible people get to vote. We lead the nation when it comes to voter participation. That's something I think we should be really proud of, and we shouldn't take it for granted. We are better as a state, as a country, when more eligible people participate, because the results are a better reflection of voters' will, and we're more likely to get the government that people want and need. So I'm not taking any of that for granted. There are a lot of people in the course of this country's history that have sacrificed to give us the right to vote, and we should live up to their sacrifice. And I think that's what we get to do over the next 7.5 weeks. I want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity. I appreciate your help and everybody else in spreading that word.
All right, Oregon Secretary of State Tobias Reid in Roseburg last night, headed north this morning. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.
Doug Steffen here with an...